The ANC's Economic Transformation Committee, headed by Enoch Kokondwane, has been tasked by the organisation in February this year to look at how the South African economy should be restructured to deal with COVID-19. The final version of the discussion document was revealed to the media, and it emphasised the need for accelerated implementation of a reconstruction and development plan with an emphasis on infrastructure projects. The issue that is likely to ignite a heated debate in South Africa is the focus in the document on pension funds and their role in rescuing Eskom.
The National Executive in February tasked the Economic Transformation Subcommittee of the National Executive to develop a document or a plan on what key interventions we can make during COVID-19 and beyond to assist in stimulating growth. So this document is a product of that work. The Economic Transformation Committee of the ANC has released an important document on economic interventions needed to create more jobs and stimulate accelerated growth and investment in the South African economy. The ETC is document is titled Reconstruction, Growth, Transformation, Building a New Inclusive Economy. The new policy framework will mobilize society around an infrastructure-led recovery with new investment in energy, water and sanitation, roads and bridges, human settlement, health and education, digital infrastructure and public transport. To achieve significant job creation multipliers, the emphasis will be on localization, including maximizing the use of South African materials and construction companies, as well as labor-intensive methods. The establishment of an infrastructure development agency in the presidency will help to drive infrastructure investment, as well as expanded use of public-private partnerships. Furthermore, the district development model should be strengthened to improve service delivery and infrastructure expansion in both rural and urban areas. It is through proper coordination that service delivery will be improved and new special forms in settlement and transport system will be created. A new framework will promote investment in key productive sectors such as agriculture, manufacturing, mining and tourism and other services. Decisive progress will be required in telecommunication reform, including expediting digital migration and spectrum allocation to reduce data cost for households and firms. Similarly, the growth and job creation potential of energy-related investment must be fully harnessed, as envisaged in the Integrated Resource Plan. Industrialization and expansion of South Africa's productive sectors will be accelerated, though increased international trade, especially with other countries on the African continent. While working to restore fiscal sustainability, South Africa needs to deploy macroeconomic policy instruments that are compatible with the reconstruction of our economy. The National Treasury, South African Reserve Bank, development finance institutions, and private financial institutions will have a role to play. The mobilization of funds for increased investment in infrastructure and key productive sectors will inevitably require a combination of public and private resources. As part of this combined effort, changes should be made to the Regulation 28 under the Pension Funds Act to enable cheaper access to finance for development. Furthermore, regulators should be vigilant to ensure increased competition in the banking sector, which frequently displays the kind of oligopolistic tendencies which limit access to finance, particularly for small and medium enterprise and for households in historically disadvantaged areas. Financial inclusion is key, and the banking sector's practices and risk framework should be adjusted to be more inclusive. In order to facilitate a society-wide mobilization of financial and real resources to advance South Africa's economic reconstruction, processes of social dialogue and social compacting, both at national and sectoral level, will be required to unite in action key constituencies, including business, labor, community, and government. To lead this process, South Africa's presidency should be strengthened to play a decisive role in economic policy coordination and working in close liaison with government's economic cluster, should closely monitor and manage effective policy execution. In recent weeks, as a result of both the impact of COVID-19 and pre-existing weaknesses in South Africa's economic performance, business, government, and labor constituencies have all been focused on developing plans for the growth and reconstruction of the South African economy. The ANC regard this as a positive development, which will facilitate the kind of social dialogue and social compact which will help put the country on a new growth path and begin to build a more inclusive, more just economy for all in South Africa.
Mr. Gogondwani said the ANC has not prescribed what changes there should be to the Pension Fund Act, but he said what the ANC has put forward is a discussion document. He also said the ANC has moved away from a policy of targeting the Public Investment Corporation for an Eskom bailout. He said they wanted to engage the top 20 pension funds in South Africa.
We move away from, to the extent that there's a mention of the PIC, I would prefer to use pension funds, not PIC. I would prefer to engaging pension funds on the movement forward. And indeed, we are. The top 20 pension funds have gotten an organization which has initiated on its own discussions with us. In that regard, we are engaging with PIC as part of the top 20 pension funds that are part of that organization.
This is Linda von Tolberg for BizNews.